Hi, this is a dictation for Samantha Redding, SAMANTHAREDDING. Date of service is 4/5/2023. Date of birth is 8/24/1968. Date of accident 2/27/2022. Miss Samantha Redding is here for a evaluation for follow visit for a rear ending accident on 2/28/2022. The airbag was not deployed. There was a moderate damage to the car and neck whiplash and with headaches, symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, and pain symptoms were reported to affect the neck with radiation to both arms, mid back and lower back with radiation to both legs to the tune of 7 to 8, and damage to the left shoulder with pain beginning 8 and right shoulder 7 with limitation of abduction. The first visit for the patient was on 8/1/2022, and she has been coming regularly for therapy, for injections, and so far she has had 4 epidural injections for the lumbar back, bringing her a relief of only 20%. Severe pain in the left trapezius is also present with severe spasm and trigger points. Patient reports that very much difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees on both sides. The pain level in the neck is now 10, shoulder pain is 10, and lower back pain is 10, especially both the sacroiliac joints are affected. So pain is varying from 6 to 10, and the ADLs are affected. ADLs are not severely affected, but they are there. In the system review, please check the chart. The substance abuse and compliance history, please check the chart. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 168 over 110, pulse is 100, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will come from previous visit, which is 0307-23, dictation number 0307-028. Along with diagnosis, plan is as follows. Patient already has a refill on all the medication, naproxen, Flexeril, Zoloft, lidocaine gel. She doesn't want any Tramadol, Furoscid or Lyrica at this time. Meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed. MRIs have been reviewed with the patient. The patient has suffered damage to the cervical, thoracic and lumbar region, requiring LESI, TESI, CESI. Along with this, there is a multiple facet joint hypertrophy at C3, 4 and 5, L3, 4 and 5, requiring further injection. Physical therapy should continue 2 times per week in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back and knee pain, knee area, as well as patient is released to a light duty job 7 hours, 7 days for 7 pounds. Otherwise, patient is stable. The patient will reschedule her appointment for further injection. Neuropsych is continuing with the evaluation as well as treatment. Chiropractic treatment is going on. Patient is provided with a quad cane and cervical pillow. The patient is fairly stable. The patient was provided with Tramadol, 90 tablets for pain relief, 1 every 8 hour PRN, 100 milligram. Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 90 tablets were also provided. And Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets were provided for pain relief. Sorry for that.